Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, and we are up to Sif Chaf Bayis, and tomorrow we'll be doing the end of Sif Chaf Bayis and Chaf Gimel. Here we go. Kol HaKelim, Afilu Shel Cheres, Shem Shtamish Bahem Chametz Bitzoinim, all Kelim, even ones made of earthenware, cheres, which, as you know, blios stay in, you can't do a gala on it in most cases. If it would go ahead and have only cold chametz stored in it, muter l'shtamesh b'hem matzah afilu b'chamin, you can go ahead and you can use it for matzah, even hot matzah. What's the pshat? Because the pshat is that if it's a kli cheres, the only time it needs to be kashered, if it could be kashered, sometimes it can't be kashered, is if it was used either for hot, or, as we saw yesterday, the item soaked in it for 24 hours. But if it's a stam kli, that cold chametz goes in there, whether it's cold chametz, solid or liquid, and you clean it out. So on Pesach, you could go ahead and you could use this kli even for hot matzah. Why? Because it never was boleya, it never absorbed any chametz. That's going to be spelled out now in the Mishnah Berurah. It's called kuf chav dalet. Shemishtamish b'hem chametz b'tzoinim. Ritzono lomar shemishtamish b'hem b'chametz yavish. I mean, the kli had dry, cold chametz in it during the year, or even if it had liquid in it, but it didn't go ahead and have the liquid chametz soak in it for 24 hours, or it was liquid chametz that was not something that was sharp, and therefore would be boleya in less than 24 hours, because by liquid, if it was in and soaked in the kli for 24 hours, hare naseh kavush, it becomes what's called kavush b'socho. Right? And kavush, as we know, is like mevushal, meaning if something soaks in it for 24 hours, that's the equivalent of bishal, and there is blia. Bafilu bishar kalim. Even bishar kalim, the same is true. And tzarech hagala o eroi. And you're going to need either Hagala or Hiru, as we saw yesterday, meaning if you have a clay cheres that had liquid chametz in it soaking during the year, so we said yesterday that although normally Hagala does not work with a clay cheres because the blias are absorbed in it very tightly in a clay cheres, we saw yesterday that when it comes to kavush, so if the blia was not al yedei fire and it just was absorbed based on the fact that the chametz soaked in it for 24 hours, there Hagala will suffice, but is needed. Here we're saying even Hagala is not needed. Why? Because it was either used for solid chametz that's cold, or liquid, non-sharp chametz that was not soaking in it for at least 24 hours. It was less than 24 hours in there. So that is the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Dalet, Kuf Chaf Hey. Afilu b'chamin. So he says, you could use this kli even without any kashering, even for hot, the keva, meaning you could even put hot matzahs in this kli. Why? The keva shalom nishtam shubayem sifkan kufafe, since the kli during the year was only used, alabit sainain, was only used for cold, lo balu klum, it didn't absorb any chametz. And therefore, dailahem b'hadacha, they only have to do is rinse it well, lavir mash edovo, to remove what is stuck, that it, the end lived off nakli, whatever pieces and any actual entity of chametz that might be stuck to the sides of the kli, that you have to remove with rinsing it, possibly scrubbing it if necessary, but kashering with hagala is not going to be necessary, and you can even use it after a good cleaning for hot matzah on Pesach, even though all year long it was used for cold chametz. Continuing the Ramah. So this is true, he says, chutz mi beis so'or u beis charoises. This is true that you could use it for hot matzah unless the kli was a kli for cold. No, even if unless it was a kli that was the following type of kli, a besor, a kli that stores, as we'll see, sourdough, ubeis charoses, or a kli that has charoses. We'll see what that means. Look at the Mishnah Brura, chutz mi beis sor, hainu kli shehaisha shorabo. It says, this is the kli that a woman goes ahead and is shorabo as ha sor litno beisa. She leaves her sourdough in it in order to then put it into the dough so it could rise. Sourdough was a form of yeast. It wasn't actually yeast. It was a sourdough that would enable the dough to rise. And that's like pure chametz, but more than being pure chametz, sa'or is sharp. Not like sharpy sharp, but sharp like charif. And since it's charif, okay, it's going to go ahead. It says, upamim sha'asor, asor, look what he says, shoa harbe ba'oso kli. And the time when the sor stays a significant amount of time in the kli, lav dafka doesn't have to be 24 hours, but it's a significant time it stays in the kli. Umachmas she. Chimutzo kosher, since it's leavening and fermenting is powerful, nivla taimo, because it's sharp, nivla taimo ba'oso kli, the tam of the sa'or will be absorbed in the kli, afilu b'tzone, even though the sa'or is cold, and in the kli, then the kli will have blia in it of sa'or, and if it has blia in it of sa'or, and then you put on hot matzahs on it on Pesach, it's going to be bolea, it's going to absorb the sa'or, the chametz that's in the kli. Similarly, a beis charoses says also, even if it's used for cold, since hainu, shenos nimbo, dvarim charifim chametz. What's a beis charoses says? They used to put in, okay, chametz, it would be a mix of chametz and spicy stuff. Afilu einam shel cheres. And he says, this beis charoses says, this kli, even if it's not made of earthenware, of cheres, still, you have to be concerned that it has a blia from the besor, or the beis charoses, meaning from the sourdough that stays in a besor, and from the charoses, which is the chametz tikka spicy dish that is in that kli. And since that's what it was used for during the year, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, sha'af al pi shalon ishtamish behem chametz ela b'tzonein, even though this beis ha-so'or and beis charoses never had anything hot in it because the so'or and the charoses was cold, still, aser l'shtamesh behem matzah b'chamin, it's going to be aser to use it for hot matzah because, as we just said, it's going to have bliyas from the so'or and the charoses. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, aval b'tzoynein laniach behem matzah fuya mutter. It says, however, if you want to use a base charoses or a base sa'or for cold matzah, baked matzah, okay, that's going to be mutter. That's fine. Why is that fine? Look at the Mishnah Brura, matzah afuya, so nenes. You're going to have baked, let's say you want to use it for baked matzah, that's going to be mutteris. Assuming it's Mishnah Brura kufchav ches, it's so nenes. Assuming it is cold. Buhuadin shar davar tsoinein, and the same would be with anything cold, afilu lach, even liquid, imhidicho tchila, if it was cleaned. So he's saying that this item has balia in it. It is balua because it's a base chareses or a base sa'or. So you can't put anything hot on Pesach on it, because then it will absorb the chametz from the base, the kli, namely the base sa'or, the base chareses. But he says, if you put cold on it, and it was clean, what's the problem? However, he points out, the dafka derech aroi, says this is only if it's being done occasionally, the lo bekeba, and not all the time. Like we said earlier, in sif'alv nagah, this is the halacha we had earlier, that an item that needs a hechsher, either agala, or a libun, or an irui, in order to use it for hot stuff on Pesach, or same thing would be with, you know, non-kosher kalim during the year, you're only allowed to use it with cold, even if it's cleaned, b'derech harai, occasionally. But b'derech keva, right, that's why we have to have separate Pesach tikka dishes and chametz tikka dishes. You can't go ahead and just use. You can't just go ahead and use your chametz. Let's say I want to go ahead and use my chametz dishes just for cold. That you can't do. And only occasionally, if it's a one-shot deal. Why? Because there's a concern that if you use it and you use it just for cold, what might you come to do? You might come use it for hot. And if you use it for hot, and it's something that needed to be kashered to use for hot, that's a big problem. It's going to then be boleya and absorb the chametz. So therefore, the only time you could use a chametz tikka kli, like this beis sor and this beis charoses, for cold, kosher Pesach stuff on Pesach, is if it's an occasional situation. But not the derech keva, not if you're going to use it permanently. I'm going to just take my, I'm only going to have cold on Pesach, and I'm going to use all my, chametz tikka dishes, stick it in the dishwasher, and use it. No, you can't do that. Let's keep moving. So he said, it's going to be mutter to go ahead and put cold matzah afuya occasionally, right, on this base seor that was cleaned well. So that's what he said, kuf chavtes, it's mutter, shatzonein, because something cold, afilu imulach, even if it is liquid, eino maflit, it's not going to extract masha balua betoch hakli, it's not going to extract what's in the kli. Elim kein shoeh, unless, of course, it stays in it, misocho, mi'eis leis, unless it's resting and soaking in the kli for 24 hours. So liquid, solid, anything that's cold can be put in this chametz tikka base charoses base asor on Pesach as long as it's done occasionally. Again, even if it wasn't kashered before Pesach. And then we continue on the Shulchan Aruch. Aval aser lalush bahem. But it's aser to go ahead and knead dough in the base charoses of the base sa'or, even though it's cold and even though it's only for a short amount of time, because of the following reason. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Aser Lalosh Behem Kuf Lamed, the Reach Achimutz Habalua Bekli, because the fragrance and whatever tam you got that is absorbed in the kli, Goyreim Lemaher Chimutz, it's going to cause a speedening of the Chimutz to the Isa Hanulusha Besocha. It's going to be speeding up the fermenting process of the dough that is being kneaded in it. And therefore, even if normally you say, oh, my dough has been, only been exposed before it was baked in the matzah for 18 minutes, it really is not going to be kosher Pesach dough, because since the reach of the chimutz that's in the kli will speed up the fermenting process, so your normal 18-minute matzah is no longer going to be matzah in 18 minutes. In 18 minutes, it's going to be full-blown chametz, and therefore, you can't use that kli for kneading dough, even if the dough is cold, because the dough being kneaded in this chametz like a kli will take the reach of the chimutz, the reach and tam that's balua in the kli, it will enable it to go ahead and ferment much, much faster.
Is it maflit?
What?
Is it maflit? About the reach that's balua? Is the dough maflit?
It doesn't sound like it's being maflit. It sounds like it's the fact that it's in there, this like sourdough and the chumitz in there is going to enable it, that fragrance and tam of it in the kli will go ahead and speed up the fermenting process. Let's keep moving here. Then we go back into the Shulchan Aruch. V'chol zeh below hagala. We're talking here where there was no hagala. Aval al yidei hagala, however there was hagala, afilu beis sor v'charoses, even a beis sor and charoses will be mutarim, will be permitted, im einam shel cheres. If they are not what? If they are not made of cheres, earthenware. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Kuf Lamed Aleph, aval al yidei hagala mutarim, bein lalush bahem. So, okay, if you have this base chareses, this kli, it's a base chareses, assuming it's not cheres, so you'll be able to do hagala, let's say with metal, you'll be able to do hagala on it, and then you'll be allowed then to go ahead and knead in such a kli, ubein lishdamesh ben bechamin, or you'll be able to go ahead and put hot matzahs on it, or anything hot on Pesach. Yinei kol zeh me'etzem adin. So this is all me'etzem adin, meaning me'ikar adin. However, aval afi mashe kasar ha-ramah le'el b'sif yud zayin. However, if you remember from the Ramah in Sif Yud Zayin, the aminak shalo lishdamesh b'klei lisha b'shum de'i efshar lenake. The minag is not to do what? Not to go ahead and use the clay lisha at all. We saw the minhag is not to use any kalim that are used, that's used for
for kneading dough on Pesach. Put them away. So therefore, he said, "Bevada yesh lahachmir." If we hold and we're noyeg this way to put away all our kneading tools and kneading kalim, then for sure bevada yesh lahachmir. We should for sure be machmir gam bebeisor. Also with the beisor, imhi, meaning not to use it at all. That should be the minhag. Imishal matoychos, and if it's made of metal, kvar kasa b'malas el siv design gabe meducha by the meducha shehishu al poskim lebeisor. The post can compare it to the base soor, the meducha there, the kli that you grind in. And there we said, noagim lechatchila lelavna lechatchila, you could do libun, the kol shekain, the base soor mamish, and for sure, in a regular base soor, that if you have metal that you kneaded the dough in it, or you had it as a base soor that was absorbed not by the kneading, but absorbed based on the fact that it was sharp, those could for sure be kashered 100% with libun. Okay? All right, continuing weiter. So it says, kuf, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, l'shel cheres, lo mahani hagala. However, when we're talking about cheres, hagala is not going to work. So now he's saying, if we're talking about a cheristic of beis seor and beis charoises, then it's not going to help hagala. And even though you're not using chametz, ella b'tzaynin, even if the only thing you're using the chametz for is for cold, lo yishtamish behem matza afilu b'tzaynin. You should not go ahead and put matzah in it. Afilu b'tzaynin. So what's going on? Beforehand, we said kol hakelim afilu shel cheresh shem yishtamish behem chametz b'tzaynin mutar yishtamish behem matzah afilu b'chamin. Okay. So, and then he says chutz mi beis hasor. You're not allowed to use it. Okay. For chamin, but you could use it. Okay. We saw for cold matzah. So now, what's he saying here? Now he's saying that avala shel cheres lo mahani hagala v'afilu lo nishtamish ben chametz ella bevat ella b'tzaynein lo yishtamish ben mehen matzah afilu b'tzaynein. So look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Beis. He says Cain who girsas habach v'apri chadash lo yishtamish bahem. Like we said, you should only use it for tzoneh. However, there are other girsos. Okay, the yesh karsin afilu b'tzoneh, even b'tzoneh. Ah, v'had the kasa bereisha sif de b'tzoneh mutter abei sor v'charos. This is our question. In the beginning of the sif, it says that for cold you could use the beisor and the charoses. So he says lo airi b'shel chares. There you have to say that he flipped out of the chares, even though it's not mashma. But when it came to cheret, you wouldn't be able to use it for sone. Okay? That would be a shtickle wild. Okay? But that's the way you'd read it. But again, if you read it as lo yishtamish behem matzah ela b'tzaynein, that makes the most sense. Because that's basically saying that, you know, regardless, when you're dealing with a clay cheres, the only issue is when you're putting something hot with it, okay, after hagala. But after Hagala, for sure, Kal V'Chomer is not going to be a problem of using matzah, cold matzah on it. And he says, "Va'idna nagu alma delo l'shtamei pischa b'manei depachra atiki." Because the minhag today is not to use on Pesach. What is mane? Mane means a kli. What is pachra? Pachra is like cheres, atiki, old. A minhag is not to use old clay cheres at all. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, kuf lamin gimel delo l'shtamushe afilu b'tzayne. Even with cold, we do not use clay cheres. And even other kelim are not a beisor. And use it for chametz, rak, b'tzoynein. So he's saying the minhag is not like we said up until now. When it started out by saying all the kelim, afilu shel cheres, nishtamesh behem chametz b'tzoynein, you could use it, right, for matzah, afilu b'chamin. He's saying no. If it's shel cheres, the minhag is not to use it not only for hot, but not to use it at all, even for coal. Rama kuflam adalid, v'tanur just a couple more minutes here. The tanur shall base achayref tino kikli cheres, and the tanur of the base chayref, they used to have these big ovens that would warm up the house, and they used to go ahead and they used to bake on it and put like meat pot pie on it, like pashtidas, and therefore be very very chametz stick on top. So that's what he says. It has a din of a kli cheres. And therefore, you would not be able to put anything on top of this tanur b'pesach, meaning you would not be able to go ahead and kasher it with. For sure, you couldn't kasher it with libun, but with agala. But even libun, if you remember, libun is problematic because here it's being used on the outside of the tanur. So that means if you go ahead and you put coals and you fill up coals inside the tanur, it's not going to go ahead and kasher the outside of the tanur, even though it's with libun. So that's why he says you should not put anything on it. Look what he says: the tanur shabeis chorev, hainu tanur shemchamim ba'beis acharev. This is what would heat up the house. It's like the boiler room. Sheregilin lahasim al gaba. What would you do? You put on the bashtid on top of this oven. Ushar chametz kol yimos hashana, and all the chametz. Okay, all types of chametz all year long. And if lasham tam chametz, and therefore it absorbs the tam of chametz al gedei chom, based on the heat of the fire, when the tanur gets hot. And therefore, ein yotzei midei dafyo la'olam, it's never going to come out, these chametz, from the walls of the oven of this tanur, afilu al yedei hesek, even if you burn it out, shemasikin betoch tanur, even if you go ahead and you fill it up with coals inside the tanur. Same thing would be with the kachlin, which is like an insert. Hasuyin betoch tanur, they put inside the tanurim. Sheragilin lasim bahen tavshilei chametz, they put the tavshilin of chametz, the chametz dishes in there. V'chatichas pas with some bread, and during the year, and it would be by le'ayit, and you wouldn't be able to kasher it from the rest of the oven because again, it's not going to get to it, and therefore it's going to have a din of kli cheres kuflamet hay din of kli cheres. So the lomar the kli cheres ain't a yotzei ablia. This means to say that the kli cheres, the bli, is not going to come out from its dafno la'olam, from its walls at all. Kiyimal yidei hesek, except with burning it out. The makom in a place, the lo shayach shema paki, only in a place where you're not concerned it's going to burst. Who could el b'sif beiz gabek tana katan? V'achal lo mahani ahesek. Yeah, the hesek's not going to help. Shema sikim oisay mufnim. Then you're going to go ahead and cook it out from the, right, boil it out from the inside. Afilu miyachshiru kadin. Even if it gets totally halachically, kasha normally the inside, you're not going to get the outside. Lo tziyah blia shenivla mamal. It's not going to take out the blia from the top of the oven. Damia. This is like what you saw in Sif Beis. The davish esek obi b'chutz, something that if you went ahead and put fire on the outside, lo mahaniyah hesek, it's not going to help. Let's say putting coals and fire on one side could be motzi the balua, the absorption shenivla that's absorbed mitzad sheni on the other side.